Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Houston standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Patterson Park, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Joe George, Brian Lalima here with you at Patterson Park. Thanks to our friends at Huntington Bank for sponsoring our soccer watch parties. You can find the full list of them on our website, ESPN975.com. You got 24 minutes to get out here and register to win a $500 gift certificate to Republic Boot Company. Again, we'll be doing that 12 times from starting today throughout the summer. We'll have that on our website as well. You can come out, register, find Colton, put your name in. And we'll draw a winner coming up at 5:30 when we get back from that 5:27 break and before we go into mailbag. But most useless things in sports. Because I think the NCAA is now officially the number one thing on the list. They are totally useless. They have no power. They can't do anything in college football.
What was it again? Say that again?
The NCAA.
Oh, okay.
Totally
yeah.
useless.
Governing
like,
body. Yeah.
They can't do anything. They can't stop guys from gambling and playing. They can't stop guys from playing 6 or 7 years of college football. Like, they're just a total waste now. And now, in the other sports, they have a use, but in college football specifically, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what the purpose of them is at this point anymore.
I think with what we see right now in college sports, the thing that irritates me the most are guys that are playing, like, 7 years of college sports.
I don't get it.
Like, there was a tight end, I think.
Oh, yeah, from Miami.
Played
7 years.
It was like, I thought it was eight. Like,
yeah.
Well, but also, can I hate on the kid for doing it? If you're getting NIL money,
they allow it.
If they allow it,
yeah, they
and you're getting the if you're getting the bag,
yeah.
Well, even if you're getting on the lesser end, let's say you're getting $100,000 a year.
Oh, like how do you?
And you know that you're probably not going to get drafted.
That or even if he's not getting huge NIL money. To your point, like if you know you're not a pro prospect,
yeah. reap the benefits well, while
yeah.
you can.
There's this guy his name's Mike Kadick. He was he works at Barstool now. He was a center on the Indiana team the year they lost to Notre Dame in the playoffs, so 2 years ago. He said he made $400,000 at Indiana to be the center.
What?
And I'm like,
at Indiana?
Yeah. And like, no, that's and now it makes sense because they just won a national championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
like,
then.
But then, like, it's like, what do you, like, Mark Cuban just gave them a ton of money, right?
Right.
So, like, that made it work. But, like, even the Miami guy, he only got NIL for, I think, 1 year. All of his other eligibility was from before that.
Yeah.
Like, so maybe it was 2 years of NIL money he got. But, like, I don't get it. Like, I think it's weird that you can have a 24-year-old, 23-year-old lining up against an 18-year-old.
Uh-huh.
I know we see it in the NBA, but I think in the context of college football, it's one of the strangest things happening right now.
I think it is I think it's twofold for me. Guys playing – God, what was the quarterback's name? He transferred. He's like West Virginia, then Arizona State.
He played at Rice.
Played at Rice. Quarterback. What's his name? Oh, my gosh. It's going to drive me nuts.
I don't remember his name.
JT
Daniels.
Was it JT Daniels?
Right? Was it him? He played.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played at Georgia, yeah. West Virginia, ended up at Rice. I think he played at 5 different colleges is what he ended up doing.
He
played USC, Georgia, West Virginia, Rice.
Yeah.
So like 6 years, seven
yeah,
years.
Like, why?
Yeah.
And like if he didn't have – unfortunately for him, I didn't get a career-ending concussion.
There
was people talking about him playing somewhere else after he left Rice.
Ugh. Yeah, so right. You got guys like JT Daniels, right? He was playing college football at 26 years old.
Yeah, like, I don't get it.
Chris
like,
Weeke played football at, what, 27? So did Brandon Whedon?
Yeah,
but they were baseball guys.
Yeah, but still.
Minor leaguers.
But still to the point of a 28-year-old playing against
19-year-olds. Yeah, against 19-year-olds. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So most useless things in sports. They can be people. They can be
I got another
rules,
one. I got one.
You got one?
I got one. Yeah. Advanced stats in baseball. War. Like wins
I've
above
still,
replacement, not
I've
like
still
actual war. I've
never
mean.
Heard a explanation I understand for how they calculate war.
So war, like to my understanding, war is wins above replacement. But
I know,
it's a stupid stat because they use it to say, okay, Jeremy Pena has, I don't know his actual war right now. Well, Jeremy Pena has a, we'll just say a something outrageous. We'll say a 5 war, whatever. Wins above replacement. He's responsible for 5 wins out of the 162 game season. Who's the top war guy right now? Shohei, of course. Yeah. What is it? 5.4. Okay, on the top spectrum. Shohei Ohtani. Okay, so say you're comparing Shohei Ohtani to a AAA guy that's on the verge of coming up, being called up. Oh, John Doe down in AAA has a 2.5 war. How's he going to, you know, like, why should we bring him up? Shohei Ohtani is supposed to be that guy. He's supposed to have a better war. He's Shohei Ohtani. That's why he's at the big league level. Wins above replacement. It's the stupidest stat. What does it even mean? You're responsible for 5.4 wins? It's Shohei Ohtani. No, you know what I mean? Duh. He's Shohei Ohtani.
Can I be honest with you? Also, I feel like it's way undervalued. Like, Yordan Alvarez, 3.1. You think that's all he's worth this season?
No. Take him off the team and where like, are the Astros this year?
Yeah, like, you think the Astros are 3 wins less?
Like, okay, here's another. WOBA? What is WOBA?
Great question.
Isn't it weighted on base something average?
Something like that. Stupid. Yeah. Dumb.
But see, that's where, like, I think, like, to Lilima's point, like, there's all these things that we all reference.
ERA plus is a stat now.
I don't like that one. I mean, no one really knows what they mean.
I hate FIP.
I mean, what are we doing?
My ones with those is the expected. Expected
XBA. Expected,
It's, I'm sorry. Like, that's just not how baseball is.
No.
Like, and it's like, also, like, it's like, what is, like, what would, you know, Babe Ruth's expected batting average have been? If they would have calculated, and maybe they have now.
Babe Ruth ain't hitting this in today's pitching. I'm sorry.
Like,
he ain't
touching it. The expected stuff is one that, like, because I think a lot of people bank on it. Like, when a guy's struggling, they use expected ERA, expected batting average to
right, but at the end of the day,
work out for them.
That's not reality.
Exactly. It's not. Like, now maybe it's good over what you could expect from a guy's career. Like, if he's having a down year, you can look. Like, if Yordan is having a down year, you can look at his expected batting average and be like, well, that's on par with, like, what we see on a normal Yordan Alvarez year.
And
but, like, normally, like, it's just to me, it's like, it's just another thing that they've made up that people can use as a positive or a negative towards a baseball player.
And I think, you know, you can't quantify, or you can't, you know, you can't really record guys' loud outs, right? Like, barreling balls that get caught, deep fly balls that get caught on the wall, or line drives that get caught, or hard ground balls 100 mile an hour off the bat. Like, yeah, you can record that, but, and then they go, that's where it goes into, well, that ball off the bat came 105 miles an hour off the bat. It expected batting average of 785. Well, at the end of the day, it recorded an out.
Yeah, I think the more valuable stat there is the 105 off the bat.
Yeah, because that means you're just barreling the baseball.
Yeah, like that's the valuable
exit velocity.
Stat there. Like,
I would love to quantify exit velocity more than WOBA, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, Brian, you got one?
Yeah, I've got a couple. The first two actually fall into kind of what Lilima was talking about. But I hate PFF grades in football.
Yep.
And I hate the plus minus in basketball.
Yep, same.
Yeah, because
plus minus in basketball. Because
you could just be on the court, like the fifth guy on the team, like doing literally nothing on the court because he's not a shooter. Like, he's just there.
Yeah.
And obviously the guys that are scoring are the reason why they go on a run. But now he's got a plus 10 that makes him a good player. Give me a break. And besides those two, it's kind of on the lines of the NCAA. But it's the organizing bodies in boxing. Like, we can't make fights. I'm not a huge UFC fan, but one of the things I've always admired about them is because it's run by one guy, he can make the fights. He can make the fights happen. But in boxing, how long did it take us to get Pacquiao and Mayweather? Like, how long does it take us to get the fights we want to see?
Yep. Yep.
Because there's 4 organizing bodies, and, well, okay, I have to drop a belt in one organization, I'll go win it in another one.
Yeah.
All that matters is I'm still getting the purse.
A couple things from the text line here, 5518, fight in hockey. Wrong.
What? Eject him.
Yeah. All right, you're right.
Yeah, eject him.
5518, AJ, get him out of here. You're ejected.
AJ, you're ejected.
There we go. Love Lechona.
Yeah, that's great.
That's not incredible.
How's that overrated?
2239. Maybe text of the day. Most useless. Got to be Olympic swimming lifeguards.
are there actual
lifeguards?
Yeah, there are
lifeguards.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, really. Great call.
Couldn't they just use one of the other swimmers?
That's what I would say. But, like, if that's, I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
Yeah, that's pretty useful.
The Charlotte Hornets.
Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, the Rockies, the NFL, I guess, Pro Bowl, or just All-Star games in general, worthless.
Well, these days, yeah.
NFL overseas games, yeah.
I'm not a fan of overseas games.
All-Star games are a good call.
And the Texans are playing the Jags this year overseas.
Yeah, in London.
I don't want to wake up at 8 o'clock on a Sunday.
So you could – I wasn't totally out on overseas games until really this season.
Australia.
I feel like they pushed it too far.
Yeah.
Like –
literally too far.
You got one in Brazil as well.
Yeah.
Having divisional games overseas.
Stupid.
It's dumb. And, like, I know why the Rams are doing it and they're hosting the 49ers because it ends up being a road game anyways. But, like, Rams 49ers in the NFC West should be played in the United States of America.
Yeah.
Texans Jags should be played in the United States of America. Like, yeah. If it's a one-game difference and you've got a team in Jacksonville who's going to be in London for 2 weeks – where the Texans are going to be arriving there, the Texans lose that game, miss out on the division because of that one game. Like, I think it's the worst thing the NFL has done. I think they've gone way too far with overseas games, and they're going to keep pushing it. Like, you can sell me on the idea of these games, but they can't be divisional games.
Yeah.
They can't be games like what's next? Like, Texans-Cowboys is going to be played?
God, I hope not. That would be a travesty.
Like, what Jeremy and I have talked about this before. Like, they should be doing... like, they should be playing these games. If they want to do neutral site, like, play Texans-Cowboys at Kyle Field.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Would love
my
gosh.
110,000.
Like,
easily.
It would be absurd.
Yeah.
Like the
they'd play
the
Lachona
draw.
There, no doubt.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Play these games. Like,
yeah, put Bears-Packers at Michigan Stadium.
Yeah.
The big house.
Like, why not?
That'd be amazing.
Like, I mean, like, I mean, college does that a little bit itself, where, like Notre Dame and Wisconsin are playing this year at Lambeau. That's cool. But, like, I wish the NFL would – I'd rather them do that than go overseas.
Yeah.
Like, go to your markets where, like, okay, you want to grow the market. Like, put a Jags game in Portland. See what happens. Like, see if it sells out. Like, see if there's somewhere you can play in front of 40,000 fans in Portland and, like, go play there instead of playing in London all the time. Like, I just – I don't get it.
Before we go to break, another thing that is most pointless thing in sports, the wave.
I know you're an anti-wave guy.
I hate the wave.
I
– especially at Dyken Park.
It doesn't bother
Stupid.
Me that much.
Well, you're a dad, so it makes sense.
Well,
you're
yeah,
probably the drunk white frat guy that's, here we go,
no, see,
3, 2, 1.
As long as it's not during a critical moment, it
that's
really doesn't
the,
bother
that's
me.
When they always
but
fire it up.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
Like, no
that's,
fuel.
That's the problem. Like the
no
wave,
fuel.
The wave in a 7-1 game in the sixth inning, whatever.
Stupid either way.
Like, that's fair.
Stupid.
But, like, it is what it is. But, like,
yeah.
3-2 count, bottom of the seventh, one.
What's your son's
game.
Name? Joseph, right?
Joseph, yeah.
Yeah, you probably hold him up.
No, we only
tell him to do
he's
it.
He's only allowed to do the wave once.
It's one too many.
Well, I was there with Savannah Banana.
How old is he now?
5. We're at the banana.
Yeah, you gotta learn.
We were at a Savannah Banana game.
Oh well, it's the Savannah
exactly.
Bananas. Like,
see,
it's
the
a
rules,
circus.
The
so
rules
that
don't apply there.
Correct,
like,
they do not.
No, but, like, I'm not taking this kid to Wrigley Field and being like, yeah, you can participate. No. Not allowed. Like, as a matter of fact, Wrigley at Dyken Park,
yeah.
No waves.
Yeah, okay, good.
Like,
we're good then.
Yeah, I've really worked hard on booing, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Like booing the home crowd?
No.
Or like booing the home team?
Like
or?
During the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, yeah.
We took him to one of the games.
Which
and,
one?
He went to, was the first game they played?
Was it the USA-Great Britain game?
Yeah, Great Britain.
Okay.
And then he went to the Canada game as well.
Man, I was at USA versus Mexico. I was in the section where they had a full,
I'm so
what's
jealous.
The Mexican band? What's a Mexican band called?
Oh!
Gosh, dang it!
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking.
Jeremy's
about.
Gonna hate us.
I know.
Mariachi
band. There
thank
we
you,
go.
AJ. Thank you,
AJ. Appreciate that. Yeah, they had a full mariachi band in my
saving
section.
Two
we were
in a row.
Knocking down cervezas left and right, dude.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
One
of the best environments I've ever been in.
Oh, dude! Like,
it was insane.
Even just like the Great Britain game, like, wasn't the craziest crowd, but, like, it was awesome.
Yeah,
like it was.
Notice
it was so much
British
fun.
National jazzism.
Yeah,
yeah, jazzism. That might be useless.
Yeah.
Borders.
Why is Jeremy
going to
hate us?
Because he's half Mexican.
Is he?
Yeah.
What a poser.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's more gringo than anything.
He is very gringo.
Agreed. Yeah. But
he's half, really?
Yeah, his mom's yeah. side.
Yeah.
Hmm. Didn't know that.
Yeah,
you learn something new every day.
Yeah, well, that's the more you know with Jeremy and Joe.
Yeah.
That's, we learn a lot on this show.
You guys got a lot of bits on here, huh?
Well, most of them are because I can't do math.
Yeah.
But
or know where the sun is.
Is Mailbag Monday coming up?
Yeah, we're going to do that in the next segment.
Oh, probably. It's next segment.
Yeah. It's Friday. We can just blow off the rest of the show.
Okay.
We'll start Mailbag Monday on a Friday in the next segment. Send your questions, 713-780-3776 on the YouTube as well, or twitch.tv/ESPN975. You can send us the most absurd questions on the planet, like Ryan has already done, and I said I was going to answer it, so we're going to answer maybe the Brian McDonald might be the strangest start sit cut we've ever done. But
okay.
We're going to do
all
that
right,
today.
I'm intrigued.
Right here on the show. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about my friends at D&M Leasing one more time. They are the best in the business. They're going to get you in that brand new vehicle in 24 to 72 hours. They just actually did it for BMAC. They got him his new lease vehicle. They dropped it off at his house. You take your trade-in as well, or the lease vehicle that you're changing out. They do everything for you. Talk to a sales agent who's been on there for an average of 10-plus years, and they just make the process easy from start to finish. I saw some people on the Twitch asking some questions that I don't know the answers to, but they would because they know what they're doing over there at D&M Leasing. Give them that call right now, 713-290-1000, or when you go to their website and you put in your information, you say, where did you hear about D&M Leasing? Put in Joe George, and there's a chance that I might even bring you myself your brand new lease vehicle. Right now, check them out, dmautoleasing.com.
Mailbag with Jeremy and Joe.
You've got mail.
All right, time for Mailbag Monday on a Friday here on ESPN 97.5, broadcasting live from Patterson Park. Going to be a great place to watch Team USA tonight as their first game of the biggest soccer tournament in the world will get underway. Thanks to them for having us out today. Huntington Bank for sponsoring the broadcast. Sweet scarves?
Yeah, I would call them scarves. Yeah, right.
I feel
scarves?
Like I feel like there's a soccer term.
There probably
for it.
Is, and we sound like noobs.
Yeah.
But I'm going to call it a scarf until proven wrong.
Yeah. But we're going to do a mailbag here. We're going to, in a couple minutes in the middle of it, we will pull our winner of the Republic Boot Company $500 gift certificate drawing as well. We've got a bunch of questions we can get through here. But we'll start with this start sit cut. From Ryan Lawson, Texas. It's weird.
Is it about burn notice?
Oh, no, it's about alligators.
Okay.
Right. Start, sit, cut. Buffalo Bayou edition. Having an alligator follow you, accidentally falling into the water, or discovering a dead body.
Start, sit, cut. Okay. An alligator follow you, so what? Like you're like canoeing?
Dark. Yeah, sure.
Because I've had that.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
That sounds terrifying.
Canoeing in the bayou? It's not bad.
So, I'm just going to go in order. I think I could out-canoe an alligator.
They're faster than you think.
I know they are, but in my mind, if I fall into the water, I know I'm screwed if there's one there.
Yeah.
So, I'm starting, it following me. I'm sitting, falling in, and I'm cutting, finding a dead body.
I think I'm starting finding a dead body. Because in that scenario, I don't die.
That's true.
And the other two, I
Someone
could die.
Did.
Yeah, so I would start, find a dead body, although it would complicate things for me for a little while. Shout out to, or, you know, RIP to whoever I find. But I would start finding a dead body. I would cut alligator following me, and I would trade alligator following me, and I cut falling into the water.
Okay.
I've got the same as BMAC.
All right.
Because the starting, yeah, you don't die.
Yeah, that's
I did
that's
fall
true.
Into the water in Michigan, but there was no alligator, so I was fine.
Worst sporting event to watch is what?
Worst sporting event to
yeah,
watch?
Yeah, could be any sport.
Oh,
man.
The texter who sent this in that said cricket.
I've never watched a cricket match.
I think it's the one that I feel like I kind of get the rules of cricket. It's the
like
one that Space City Home Network shows all the time that I do not understand the rules. And I only know about it from mob movies. It's High Lie.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know the rules of that either.
They're just throwing the ball against the wall. It makes no sense to me. I think that's the worst one to watch.
The hot dog eating contest on July 4th.
Oh, if we're calling that a sport, then yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me want to throw up.
It is pretty gross.
Gross, man.
And we like
it's not actually a sport,
on the
but
show.
Yeah.
I kind of would say a non-major tennis match. Like a tennis match without stakes. It's just quiet. It takes 4 hours to play. Like, I just can't get into it.
Especially if you're required to watch.
Yeah, if it's Wimbledon, cool. Like, I'm into it, right? But or if it's, you know, back in the day of Federer and Nadal, then cool, I'm into it. But some low-stakes, non-major tournament with people we've never heard of, that'd be boring as hell.
I would say bags.
Oh, that's a tough watch. I love
Cornhole.
To play it. But, what are we watching that
That's
thing?
What I'm saying, man.
That's broadcasted?
Yes.
Yeah, on ESPN.
On ESPN.
Really?
Yes.
On, ESPN.
On the Ocho?
No, on, ESPN
no,
2.
No, like ESPN 2.
Yeah. Wow, that's wild to me.
You okay. see that? Do you see the no arm and no leg guy?
Yeah.
The cornhole guy?
Yeah.
murdered his buddy in the car?
Yes, shot him.
Shot him in the face, dude.
How?
And then he asked his two other buddies. He asked, have you not seen the videos of him shooting guns?
I have, but I still don't understand.
It's with his nub. He can get his nub and
I was
gun,
not ready for that sentence today. It was with his nub.
And then the worst part, he asked his buddies to get rid of the body. They both said no, and he was able to get rid of it.
How?
That's what I'm saying. You put two nubs up against a grown man.
Most embarrassing situation you've ever been involved with sports media. For me, I got clowned by Jimmy Butler.
I played basketball against Jimmy Butler in high school.
Team USA was playing here, exhibition game before they went to the Olympics. I was young. I was with Gal Media. It was with the old network, Yahoo Sports Radio. And I was sent there to cover it. And I was like, hey, I'm going to get a local story that maybe they'll run on, 97.5 or 1560. Ask Jimmy Butler, what's it like to be back in Houston? All your family's here. I'm from Tomball.
Yeah.
And I went.
He went to Tomball.
Oh.
Yep.
And I was still new to Houston, and I didn't really get it at the time. That was my first question, and then it followed up with, thanks for your time. And I walked away.
I was young,
nervous.
How old were you?
I was like 22.
That's tough.
That is tough, yeah.
Like, I just didn't know any better. Like, I'd never been challenged before. And I'd done plenty of interviews before. I'd never been, like, challenged or got that kind of response. It was just like, okay, thanks. That was it.
I was 19, and I was covering the UIL State Tournament for Women's Basketball. I was doing it on TV at the Irwin Center on the campus of the University of Texas. Brittany Griner was playing in the state championship game. We were doing like a 5A or a 4A game prior to her playing, and I was the lead host on TV, and my co-host, my color analyst, was Jimmy Montgomery.
Okay.
I kept calling him Jimmy Williams.
The Astros manager?
Yes. And so.
Oh, man.
I think it was like our second commercial break, we were doing a stand-up hit. So we stood in front of the broadcast booth on the court. And when we brought it back, I went completely blank. Because a producer whispered in my ear right before we came back from commercial break. And I literally couldn't bring us back. I froze. And it was like a minute. It felt like a minute of dead silence. And then finally, Jimmy kicked back in, and he was like 50 at the time, so he'd been doing it for forever. He finally got the segment going, and then that entire segment, I called him Jimmy Williams.
Oh no!
So add insult to injury. People are thinking like, it's not even that embarrassing. But if you're in that moment, Irwin Center was sold out because everybody was there to see Brittany Griner. She played at Nimitz High School. And so everybody was there to watch the 5A or the 4A game prior to get there in time to watch Brittany Griner. And I was on TV. I did a TV for local. It was like a local, I think, ABC affiliate in Austin, maybe? CBS, whatever it was. It was so embarrassing. I was sweating, dude. I was in a suit. Two times too big for me because I didn't own a suit at 19.
One of my first time ever.
Awful.
First time ever hosting a show back on that network on Yahoo was with Del Olele. And I didn't know how to say Olele, his last name.
Uh-huh.
So every time I came back from break, I just kept saying, it's Joe George and Dell. And finally, after like three segments, Dell was like, do you not know how to say my last name? And I was like, I don't. I was like,
On air.
I was like, I don't, man. I mean, like, sorry. Like, I got no clue. I keep looking at it, scared.
Yeah.
Don't want to try it. Pass.
Yeah. Yeah. When me and Salisbury had a show together, I would say some embarrassing stuff, but we had the dump button, thankfully. There was one specific word that I had no idea we couldn't say, and I ran a whole, like, rant with it.
Yeah.
And then calmly, Salisbury goes, Brian, you can't say that. Hey, Rhino, hit the dump button before we get fined. I tell you guys off air what
B-Mac,
I said, like,
you got
on
one?
Air.
Most embarrassing sports moment for you? Media moment?
Yeah, there's a few, but one that I still, like, kick myself over. When I was at Sports Radio 610, you remember Kyle and I were doing the
wrestling show?
The wrestling show, yeah. Right? So our first ever one, I'm new to co-hosting. I hadn't really done it at this point. It's like 2018 when we're doing this. And I just completely lost track of what our clock was. In 7-8 minutes before we needed to go to break, I just threw it to break. And Kyle and Ben Gary was our producer just looking at me. And they went along with it, so it wasn't ultimately probably that noticeable to anyone listening at the time, but I just felt like a complete idiot for still to this day, 8 years later.
One of the funniest interview, like radio things I've ever had happen to me, wasn't embarrassing, but I was doing a show with Elvin Hayes once upon a time, and he was very generous with his Rolodex.
And she asked him what it was like to be back in Houston.
And, like, our first guest was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar after he got the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Okay.
We had Isaiah Thomas on. It was awesome. It was, the coolest thing I've ever done. He had Bill Walton come on the show.
So NBA Hall of Famers is your George.
And I go, Bill, I know you've got some good stories. Tell me about Elvin Hayes. And I'm not kidding you, B-Mac. Bill Walton talked for 30 minutes without us being able to say another word.
Oh, my God.
I believe it.
It was supposed to be a 10-minute interview. It was an hour interview that had three questions in it where he just kept going.
Was it live or pre-recorded?
It was pre-recorded, thankfully. But, it was the – we just kept going and going and going. Let's see. Weird question here. Have anyone ever had a piercing?
No.
No, I have not.
Vietnamese sandwiches or tortas? I don't know. Never had either.
Tortas. Yeah, give me a torta.
Let's see.
Never mind.
Joe, would you rather work with Jeremy or the fellow working with you today? Jeremy. Sorry, Brian.
What the?
Jeremy's never even going to hear this. You could have said Brian. You'd have been fine.
I know, but.
Although the text line would have ratted you out.
They're a bunch of rats.
Yeah, they are rats.
I know they are. All right, before we get to more questions here.
You going to pull a...
Pick a winner.
Okay.
For our $500 gift certificate to Republic Boot Company, winner is going to be David Sweeney. So we will email David here and tell him he can come to the office, unless he's here. We don't have a speaker set up, so I don't know. But I'll give that to Colt when he gets back. So David Sweeney is going to be our winner of our first $500 gift certificate.
I'm glad you drew a name you could pronounce.
You know, I did think that for a second. I'm going to plot a name that I'm terrified of.
Could say Olalea, so.
See, Brian and I are married. Brian, B-Mac and I are married.
Okay.
Hold on.
Whoa.
Please phrase that differently. phrase that differently.
I mean, it is the correct month.
We're not married to each other, idiots.
We're married to women.
It is the correct month.
So, B-Mac.
Except for women, too. It's not a polymorph.
I'll give you a pass if you don't want to answer this.
Okay, thank you.
Start, sit, cut. I'm going to rephrase it a little bit. Madison Beer, Taylor Swift, Haley Steinfeld.
Start, kill.
What is it?
We're doing start, sit, cut.
Start.
Is that F1, marry one?
Yeah.
One? Oh, okay.
But in the PG version.
Yes.
So start beer.
Yep. Agreed.
Sit Taylor Swift. Cut Steinfeld.
Okay, I'm going to.
Because I'm imagining what the middle option is of the other version, and that comes along with all of Taylor Swift's money.
Is there a prenup involved in this?
Oh, yeah. Well, with you, there would definitely be. With any of us, there would definitely be a problem.
Well, then I'm cutting Taylor because I don't want the attention.
All right, that's fair.
So start.
Nah.
Start
Madison.
Would
there be attention with any of them?
You start Taylor Swift because you can get some endorsement deals off of that.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. We're making some bank on the radio.
Exactly.
My wife is Taylor Swift.
Yeah. You'd lead the show with it. Hi, I'm Joe George. My wife is Taylor Swift.
Hi, I'm Joe Swift.
I know. Text line says I'm still...
Oh, would you take her name?
The text line is still saying I'm still saying Dell's last name wrong. That's not my fault.
It's Olalea.
He just changed it.
Did he?
He just corrected it.
This is a Travis Achane thing?
I think so. I could be wrong.
Huh.
Because you said Olalea. It's Olalea, right?
Olalea.
Yeah.
So I'm still saying it wrong, then. It happens. For you, what do you miss about radio?
This.
Yeah.
This, what
do you
bantering.
Not, what do you not miss?
The 4 a.m. wake-up call.
Oh, yeah. You had that early morning wake-up.
The not decent money.
Yeah.
And all the other things that come with that.
4 a.m. wake-up call. That's not, we were talking about before the show. That's not my life.
Can I say what radio station I used to work for?
I don't know, man. Is it frowned upon? Our Twitter account put out a tweet today saying B Lima 790 is on the show.
Oh yeah, so that's right. I forgot.
It's kind of still because you haven't changed your handle yet.
Yeah. So me and Salisbury were co-hosts together on the Sean Salisbury show from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Sports Talk 790 from 2022 to 2025. So yeah, 4 a.m. wake up call, brutal. The lack of pay, brutal. I met some really good people. They were really good to me there. It just quality of life just got to a point where it wasn't for me anymore, man.
Yeah, I did the mornings for a little bit where it was like a 5 a.m. start, it was awful.
Dude, yeah. We had a 6 a.m. start, but I lived in the Woodlands at the time, driving to the Galleria. Even in the mornings, I could get to the Galleria in 25 minutes because nobody's on.
Yeah, but still.
But it's also like you get done with the radio show at 10, then you have post-production meetings and try to visit with the sales team who were worthless, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah, then you get your, you know, you get home by like 11 or noon or whatever it is, but still you're exhausted.
That was
the
one nice thing, yeah.
Oh my god!
Because when I was at where you were,
yeah.
My shift was 4 a.m. to noon.
Ooh.
On 7:40.
Yeah,
but like you said, you get home at noon and you got nothing new.
Yeah, I mean, this is
that,
what
that
I
part
you
was
know
nice.
Like this is what I miss is actually talking sports.
Yeah.
On the radio or on TV or whatever it is, because I mean here we are, it's about to be 5:40 and. It feels like the last 3 hours has flown by. So, plus I got to meet you, man. I know you said you'd rather work with Jeremy. It's fine, dude. It is what it is. But we've always
pretty
had
pretty rude, Joe.
Well, I thought so,
right
man.
Right here,
yeah,
well,
dude.
It's right
name,
here.
The name of the show is Jeremy and Joe.
Yeah,
so.
And also I didn't even know you were on radio. I thought you were just the PD. That's my bad.
Actually, I'm gonna let you off the hook then.
Yeah. Honestly, like that's kind of how radio works, though.
Yeah,
it's like once you get out, you don't really listen a ton.
No, I didn't. Uh-uh. I didn't
like. I've only been laid off once. I was out of work for like 2 months.
Well, I didn't
listen at all for two
I work
months.
For I'm, I work from home majority of the time. When I do go into the office, I do listen to morning radio. And it's I mean it's not ESPN 975. You know, that's fine. I didn't know. It was okay.
Not an issue.
I mean if you were on the morning show I still wouldn't listen, but
exactly.
I'm just saying, you know.
That's why I know that. Like I don't care.
Yeah.
It's just the reality of it.
Yeah, that's the only time I listen, honestly. Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like you know, going back to the 4 a.m. thing, like
oh
gosh, man. Like I give like Granato and Lance like credit for doing it for as long as they have, like every single year for I mean, John's been in morning drive forever. Like,
yeah.
Like
mid-90s, man.
Like when I got to Houston he was doing afternoons with Salisbury
yep.
on the network.
Yep.
And like and then went right back to the mornings. I'm just like, dude, like that's just not – it's not a life for me.
If
like,
I
if
would
– if that's what the job was, like that's what the job is. But like I'm such a night owl. Like I go to bed at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It would be so challenging for me to do a radio show at 7 in the morning.
If I had any other time slot, I probably could have wrote it out a lot longer.
Yeah.
4 a.m., dude. Even if you're waking up at 4:30, get into the truck at 5 o'clock to drive south. I mean, dude, it was a lot, man. It was a lot. But talking sports online, just, you know – Shooting the breeze with the boys, for lack of a better phrase, like that's what I miss.
Someone else said for the worst sports to watch was darts.
No, whoa, have y'all not seen the like, darts over on in England and stuff?
They get
it's electric.
Yeah, there's some personalities.
Yeah, yes. Like, yeah.
It's kind of
they
fun.
Do entrances. The, it's like
yes,
wrestling.
It's,
yeah.
It's like UFC, man.
Yeah.
The way they get
yeah.
introduced with their walkout songs and the PA announcers. Nah, dude, it's electric, man.
One that I will add to that, but it's for a very different reason because I just like I struggle to watch it because like I don't quite understand why humans are doing this. Is the slap fighting?
Yeah, I haven't watched that.
Like the slap fighting league that Dana White is running, like
power slap, yeah.
Power slap,
yeah, yeah.
Don't get it.
I don't
like
same.
Watch people do it. Like I like boxing. I like UFC, but the slap one, I'm just like I don't get it.
Yeah,
don't get it.
Well, have you not seen the what do they call it? The pro tackle league or whatever it is, where
yes.
they spear each other.
Yes.
What are we doing?
That league is those videos are like it's the Oklahoma. If you haven't seen it, it's the Oklahoma drill.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
with no pads.
Right.
And they're going full speed, and it is like New Zealand rugby players just like colliding. And it sounds like they're wearing pads like they're in the NFL. Like it is some of the most uncomfortable videos like I've watched. Now, I get hooked into them when I'm watching them. I won't lie.
Yeah, if one like, comes on, I'm going to watch the next one.
Like, I can't turn away.
Yeah, exactly.
But I also know like for people's health, I should not be supporting this.
No.
In any way, shape,
that's
or form.
That's CTE forming right in front of your eyes.
All right, we're going to take our final break here. When we get back, we'll do our Junkie of the Day. Joe George, Brian Lima, thank you again for coming out today. Appreciate that. BMAC out here. We'll be live next week, a bunch of remotes, so make sure you check out our website, ESPN975.com, to find all of them. But thanks to Patterson Park for having us out here today as we broadcast live here, and Huntington Bank for sponsoring these shows. It's going to be a great place to watch Team USA tonight coming up here in just about 2 hours and 15 minutes coming up here. So great place to come out tonight. Thanks to Republic Boot Company as well for sponsoring today's show. When we get back, our Junkie of the Day, we'll do that next right here on ESPN 97.5. your local bar. It's your shot to win tickets to a global stage. Michelob Ultra Soccer Shootout is happening right now. You can win tickets to a FIFA World Cup game right here in Houston. All you have to do is show up and compete. This event is running today through Sunday. You show up and compete in their interactive soccer shootout, and the winner will go home with a pair of tickets to a Houston-based FIFA World Cup game. On Sunday, you can go to Chapman and Kirby in Edo from 12 to 3, Twin Peaks on Kirby from 3 to 6, or Fabian's Latin Flavors downtown from 5:30 to 8:30. Those are your three chances on Sunday, plus a bunch here on Saturday coming up as well to win a pair of tickets to a Houston-based FIFA World Cup game. Play for the chance to witness history, because Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 26.
This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie.
Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of speed junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
All right, Junkie of the Day here, final one of the week.
Junkie?
George, Brian Lima. Brian, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it. I think we'll have to do this again sometime. You did a good enough job that we welcome back.
I appreciate that,
even
man. Really, truly, truly. I do not. Sorry.
B-Mac,
but
I'll
you
let
also,
you...
You also said you'd rather work with Jeremy. It's fine, dude. Don't worry about it, man.
Oh, we'll see.
You did say that. Depends on when you ask him.
Yeah, fair.
I just didn't have enough beers to answer truthfully. Brian, you want to start off with our junkie of the day?
Sure, I'll nominate draws. We had a draw earlier today in Canada against Bosnia. I hate draws, and we got the 1-1 draw. Hopefully, we avoid that tonight as we watch USA play the first game against Paraguay. I'll nominate Texas Tech and that ongoing saga. Just every day it feels like they find more ways to embarrass themselves. I think we have Georgia and Nebraska formally saying they are not allowing their teams to play Texas Tech, and it seems like the Big Ten and Big Ten might do that overall as a conference as well. So that's been continuing to be pretty crazy. I don't know if you saw this. Phil Mickelson apparently got kicked out of his golf club because he had inappropriate contact with the club employee. So Phil Mickelson earns a Junkie of the Day nomination.
Phil Mickelson feels like one of those guys that if this show would have been going on longer,
he'd turn
than
up
it has
a lot.
Been currently, he would be on there quite a bit.
Yeah, he might have his number retired.
At this point, like he might be like the James Harden of this segment.
I thought that James Harden also would have his number
retired. That's true, but he has his number retired.
That's strip club.
Brian, Olima?
The San Antonio Spurs, for that dumbass performance the other night against the New York Knicks.
What was De'Aaron Fox doing?
In the first half, they shot 14 of 26 from the three-point line. In the second half, they made just 3 of 17. But I believe out of those 17, there were 9 three-point attempts with more than 10 seconds or more left on the shot clock when you were up by 29 points, you dumbasses. Feels good. It's satisfying, though. F the Spurs.
Feels like
man.
You enjoyed saying that.
I fully enjoyed it.
De'Aaron Fox is going to be one that he's having a hard time living that down.
Yeah, no doubt.
I saw
dribble the ball out,
about...
man. Him and what was the other guy's name with the Cavs a couple years ago? J.R. Smith.
Oh,
Paul
the
Tire. Not Paul the Tire.
LeBron, like,
yeah, that one.
But
he
that's
was up
like
there
one of the best memes ever. LeBron's reaction.
But that's like an all-time clip, though.
Yeah,
like it's incredible.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw some people starting to push the whole like Rockets to trade for De'Aaron Fox. Why? Like I like De'Aaron Fox, but like I just don't feel like that's the movie maker.
That doesn't put you over the top.
Yeah, like you're gonna have to give up good assets to get that player.
Yeah, hard pass.
Like I don't understand why you do that. I'll continue after what B-Mac said. This 22-minute video that Texas Tech put out yesterday is just, it's embarrassing. Like, I don't get why they're defending it so hard when, honestly, I feel like if they just stopped talking, the story would kind of slowly go away at this point. Like, I think they're just getting really bad PR advice of, like, keep the conversation going left and right. Like, and that's all they're doing right now.
You know what the craziest part about that is to me? Is how hard they're going to defend someone who's never even played for them.
That's a great point.
It's not like it's like not putting other players saying they did this, but it's not like if Colt McCoy was in year 4 at Texas, he's a legend for you, and you love the guy, like you've gone to war with these guys, you won a title with these guys, and you defend that guy. Brendan Sorsby's just the a hired gun who hasn't even played a game yet, and you're tarnishing the school trying to defend this dude.
And that was all added to Victor Wembanyama. He dropped everybody knows we're going to do it when asked about coming back from down 3-1. Like,
is okay. is that how akin is that to the Jabari Smith, we know we're the better team?
That's pretty similar.
Yeah.
I think Wemby's is worse when, like, all you have to do is, like, hey, we're going to take it one game at a time.
Yeah, it's all you
have to
say.
Such a simple answer.
Literally all you have to say.
We're going to take it one game at a time. You can't win game 7 if you don't win game 5. Like, you'll get there eventually. All right.
I want to add one more before we get out of here. UFC 250, UFC Freedom 250, being on Sunday night rather than on Saturday night.
That is weird.
I think it's the 250th something. There's some sort of historic reason why UFC event is on Sunday night rather than Saturday night, but it's stupid all the way around.
Yeah, I'm curious about the card. I am very interested to see, like, how it goes. I think Dana White saying that they're going to have Super Bowl-level ratings is one of the most asinine things he's ever said, and he's said a lot of things that are crazy. But they're not going to draw those kind of ratings.
Why are they doing it on Sunday, though?
I don't know.
There's a reason. I forgot UFC. Why is
Honestly, it feels like they're just doing Sunday because there's not.
No, it has something to do.
But
President Trump's birthday.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
And June 14th is National Flag Day.
Okay. All right.
And then also, apparently, it's the United States' 250th anniversary.
Well, that's why they're doing it then on Sunday. That's probably the main reason. All right, that will do it for this episode, this show of Jeremy and Joe. Brian Lima, thank you again.
Thank you guys
for coming out. Thanks
to
Patterson Park for having us out here, for Huntington Bank for sponsoring this broadcast, Republic Boot for the giveaway. David just came over and picked up his gift certificate to Republic Boot Company. We'll be doing those a lot throughout the next couple weeks. All that information available on our website, ESPN975.com. That'll do it for us today. Jeremy, Joe, and Brian back together for the first time since June 1st on Monday. Thanks for all for listening, watching. We'll talk to you guys on Monday. Peace.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.